T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. No Woji, though. He's on his way to the airport, hopefully the airport bar. He can have a couple of gin and tonics, and he's headed out to Des Moines to cover both Michigan and Michigan State. So Woj is going to have actually a really busy weekend. Covering the NCAA tournament is, most people would say, oh my gosh, it's so fun. You get to be there for all the action. It actually is a lot of work. So I would expect an exhausted Wojo upon his return coming up on Monday here on 97.1 The Ticket. But you are stuck with me. We got 40 minutes. Red Wings hockey, I believe, coming your way here in just a little bit. So I don't want to waste a whole lot of time. And the story of the day, obviously, is the Mike Trout deal. He ends up signing basically a lifetime deal. It was early this morning that the report came out that he'd be signing a 12-year, $430 million deal to stay with the Los Angeles Angels, okay? Or the, you know, Anaheim Angels, or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, however you want to call it. Mike Trout is going to be an Angel for life. There's, you know, no opt-outs. He's got a full no-trade clause. As long as he wants to be an Angel, he is going to be an Angel. And anytime you get this kind of money thrown around, just like we saw with Bryce Harper not too long ago signing that deal with the Phillies, you get all these people that are angry and frustrated and go, oh my gosh, $430 million. That's so much money. I can't believe that the Angels would pay one athlete, you know, that amount of cash over a 12-year span. You know, $60,000 a game. That's what the average American makes, you know, in one single year. I get it. It's a lot of money. But you also get these other, you know, ridiculous responses as well, where you get people going, oh my gosh, you know, it's all about the money. Trout just stayed there. He doesn't want to win. He's not going to try and do anything with the Angels. He's just trying to cash in. You know, but you also get people who will chastise, say, a guy like Kevin Durant, who would take less money, or a guy like Steph Curry, who would take less money to try and win a championship. So which one is it? You know, people bitch about athletes getting paid to play for a non-marketable team. Okay, and just say, well, you know, Robinson Cano, he went out to the Mariners. He was just trying to get that $290 million contract or whatever it was. He had no business, you know, trying to win. He wasn't trying to actually accomplish anything. He just wanted to get paid. And people love to bitch about that. But you also love to bitch about players that take less money to try and win. So which one is it? Which one is the more egregious error here? Because it just seems like, if you're going to complain about one, then you can't complain about the other. But everyone seems to just want to jump on board with this and go, man, well, okay, Mike Trout, he's all about the money. He doesn't care about winning. When in the same breath, they'll get mad at DeMarcus Cousins for taking, what, $5 million this year to try to win a ring with the Golden State Warriors. You can't have it both ways. The phone number is 248-539-9797. And look, in the grander scope of things, I know Woj and I talked about it, I think it was last week, that, you know, baseball has this, you know, conundrum, and they don't have a bunch of marketable guys. It's not in the national, you know, scope, it's not as big of a sport as the other three. They need to make some changes. Well, this is another example of why baseball just simply doesn't stack up with the NFL, you know, or with, you know, the NBA. The NBA is incredibly relevant. You can say the ratings are down. That's totally fine. The NFL obviously is the king. It's the behemoth, you know, and you get guys moving around all the time. But in baseball, you do get guys that take a ton of money and they go to obscure places where you're never going to see them. You know, if Mike Trout is walking down, you know, through, say, you know, Dana Point in California, you know, going to a few different shops, you know, going to buy some Sperry's, whatever it is, do people that are there actually recognize who Mike Trout is? No. So from that standpoint, this is a horrific deal for Major League Baseball. You know, if you wanted to try and market the game and you wanted, you know, to make Trout one of those people, one of those faces in sports that everyone would recognize, like a LeBron James, he'd be going to the Yankees. He'd be going, you know, to play for one of the blue bloods out there. Instead, he's staying in Los Angeles. And ironically enough, he's going to play for former Tigers manager Brad Ausmus. But I am curious why you're bothered by this Mike Trout deal. Why did this elicit such unbelievable response on social media earlier today? I'm sure it was talked about ad nauseum right here on 97.1 The Ticket throughout the day, morning, you know, afternoon, whatever it was. Why does this bother you so much? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'm not bothered by the fact that Mike Trout found somebody who was going to give him the biggest deal we've ever seen in American sports. That's awesome for him. I think he played it perfect. You know, going back to the Bryce Harper thing, I think Bryce Harper made a mistake. I think he could have cashed in a little bit more than he actually did. Mike Trout signed a six-year, $180 million deal when he was 22. Meaning, at 28, he was going to be in the prime of his career, and he was going to command a mega deal. And that's exactly what he got. Now, you can talk about whether or not he should have stayed in LA, whether or not he'll actually be able to win something, and whether or not it's good for baseball, because I personally don't think it is. The Angels aren't a thing. They're not good. They're not, you know, a team that is challenging for a World Series year in and year out. So why would you want to stay there? Those are things you can complain about, and that's something I would point to. But I'm not going to get mad at a guy for getting paid, just like I don't think I'm going to get mad at a guy for sacrificing a little bit to win a championship. Think about a guy like David West. Okay, spent many years in the NBA. Very, very solid player. Kind of a stretch four, a little bit of a tweener. He could go inside in the post and score, but he did, you know, kind of expand his game as his career went on, right? And David West, towards the end there, he was very open about it. He just wanted to win championships. He could have made $12 to $15 million a season and, you know, really cashed in and tried to set himself and the next generation up for, you know, lifetimes to come. Instead, he wanted to get rings. Isn't that what it should be about? You know, people bitch about professional athletes and all they care about is money and their brand and blah, blah, blah. But then you get examples of guys who sacrifice some of that to go win championships and people will bitch about that. Oh, pff, rich get richer. You know, why do they have to get him? Why is he willing to take a pay cut to go there? You can't have it both ways. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Let's go to Matt. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Bogey. How's it going?
Hey, doing all right. What's going on?
Good. Hey, first time calling you guys' show. Just want to say you guys always do a great job. Big fan of yours specifically, so great job, man.
Appreciate it, dude. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, so with the contract thing, I always look at players like you brought up David West. I look at Tom Brady, someone who's restructured his contract to make sure that he gets the players around him to win rings. I have more respect for players like that because it means more to get rings. And it means more to the city and the fans that you play for. It shows that you give a damn about who you're playing for.
Plus, Matt, for people here that were bitching about this deal today, isn't this a good thing? You know, we talk about in the NBA all the time about Anthony Davis doesn't want to play in a small market in New Orleans. He's going to leave money on the table to go elsewhere, right? LeBron James went from Cleveland to L.A., clearly an upgrade. You have a team that isn't really all that marketable, okay, when it comes to Major League Baseball, but they were able to sign a guy in Mike Trout. If you're from Detroit, doesn't this encourage you that, hey, if we get our hands on the right guy, maybe he would want to stay if we show him the money?
Yeah, I mean, if he stays for the money, then the issue becomes, like, who can we put around him? In baseball, I guess it's a little easier if you got more money to work with, but, if we can get a premier player like Mike Trout who's the best that we'll see in our lifetimes, then yes, for the right money, if he stays, cool for us. I just would really like to see some championships for him.
Well, no doubt. And Matt, that's the one thing that, you know, who knows what Trout is going to be able to accomplish in Los Angeles. I mean, do I expect them to, build a World Series, you know, type of team? I don't know. But the fact that you're signing Mike Trout to a deal that's going to pay him, what, $36 million a season for 12 years? that's got to be an indication that LA is going to be willing to spend some money, you know, and be willing to try and go out and get guys. And I got to believe that because of this investment, Trout is going to be somebody that is going to be harping on, you know, the general manager to go out and upgrade the talent base, to get him some everyday talent, to sign some pitchers. And you got to believe that there would also be, you know, some players out there that want to play with a guy like Mike Trout. Great players want to play with other great players. You know, there's no greater example of that than what we're seeing in the NBA. Major League Baseball is just, they have a real problem, whether it be Machado in San Diego, whether it be Trout, you know, in Los Angeles, whether it be, you know, Harper going to Philly. Yeah, it's a bigger market, but are the Phillies really ready to win? No. You know, they're a team that's a little bit better than 500. I would almost equate this to, you know, if you remember the draft when Greg Oden and Kevin Durant came out in the NBA, right? And you had those two teams in the Pacific Northwest that had picks 1 and 2. And the Blazers took Greg Oden, ended up being a disaster. And the Sonics took Kevin Durant. And I guarantee the NBA was like, oh my God, no one's going to see these guys. They could be phenomenal talents. Like, you do want them to be in the most marketable spot and situation that you can have if you're the league. But as a fan, go cash in. Go get paid. I don't care. And if you want to sacrifice money, do it. Go try and win a World Series or a championship of any kind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.